Falls Trail, Bandelier, New Mexico. 1. Names here are dust-riven, thinned in the throat. Firewheel, Gilia, Green Thread, Ponderosa, Cheatgrass, Pinion, Ephedra, Sage, Breath Tremors, many-aired, an otherwise mist dried into light as suddenly as a thought spins into another thought. 2. Dew glints on a pinion needle, almost low enough to fall of its own weight before the heat draws it back. Earlier, I stood on the talus slopes, breathing above the ruins of Tinonyi, circles within the ring of cubicles the ancestors hunkered in, the lost keeping a few stones. We pass through a place always, no matter how still we are in it, how long we give ourselves to it. The hummingbird lights on a twig, surveys, strikes, returns. 3. Air opens to less air, outward to no turning. Frijoles Creek spilling 200 feet below me, a small tracing mesa lost, little songs in the rift. A hawk wheeling sees a green spine through the strew of dust, but not the blue-tailed anole marking a trail on it. 4. If I were to disperse into this air too, whose breath would we become? Whose surrounding? The hawk's shadow veers. High up, an echo crosses my mind, its dust stirred. At this altitude, I'm mostly a shallow-lunged old man, keeping somehow a settled place in the dust, among these presences, their spare plenitude. Millennia are no more than a breeze over this sweetness, hardly a thin waft in the ghosting. I could step over the cane choya, past the tough cones, riddled, and lean into its edge, give myself, buoyant in this late phase of my passing, to the way of stone cut by water, down and up a great emptiness, an embrace. 5. In the falling air, breath altogether leaving, I would be less bodied than a thought. If the soul's dream is a touch, then I'm its waking. The instant I conclude at the bottom of this, I would be grateful for everything that's come here with me, my plummet's drawn life, and for the instant, too, and this place which thins beyond any expectation it could survive itself.